54. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter says to them, "I go fishing." They say to him, "We go also with you." They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus says to them, "Children, have you any meat?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find." They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved says to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat to him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from the land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus says to them, "Bring of the fish which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up, and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus says to them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then comes and takes bread and gives them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus says to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, love you me more than these?" He says to him, "Yea, Lord, you know that I love you." He says to him, "Feed my lambs." He says to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, love you me?" He says to him, "Yea, Lord, you know that I love you." He says to him, "Feed my sheep." He says to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, love you me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Love you me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus says to him, "Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say to you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked where you would. But when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you, and carry you where you would not." This spoke he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had thus spoken, he says to him, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning about, sees the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, "Lord, which is he that betrays you?" Peter, seeing him, says to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Jesus says to him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to you? Follow you me." Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not to him, "He shall not die," but, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple which testifies of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world."